This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration has signaled that it believes Haiti's president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, can no longer govern effectively and should consider stepping down. Secretary of State Colin Powell, while stopping short of urging his resignation, said Aristide should examine his position and consider what's best for the Haitian people. The comment followed reports that rebel forces are advancing on Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Aristide's supporters have put up barricades at several intersections and built defenses in front of the National Palace. Aristide has joined with Haiti's neighbors in urging the United Nations to stop the violence. The Security Council held an urgent meeting yesterday, but signaled it's not ready to authorize peacekeepers. And so far, the opposition has rejected a power-sharing deal with Aristide. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
UN Security Council members heard an impassioned plea from Jamaica's Foreign Minister K.D. Knight, who warned of sheer anarchy in Haiti.
The immediate need now is for the Security Council to authorize the urgent deployment of a multinational force to assist in the restoration of law and order, to facilitate a return to stability, and to create an environment in which the continuing efforts to find a solution to the political crisis can be pursued.
Another Caribbean foreign minister, Frederick Mitchell of the Bahamas, warned that if the international community refuses to act quickly, it will be, as he put it, condoning a creeping attempt to overthrow the elected Haitian government.
There are 32 previous examples of the dislodging of heads of state in Haiti by this means. The question the international community must ask is whether or not it is going to contribute to the repetition of that history, or whether the international community is going to assist in breaking that cycle.
U.S. troops restored Aristide to power after a coup in the 1990s. Jamaican Foreign Minister Knight described this as Haiti's latest hour of need.
It is a cruel twist of fate that the first free black republic in this hemisphere has had such a long and difficult history of struggle to protect that very freedom. The people of Haiti are today vastly removed from the goals for which they valiantly fought to achieve: political freedom, economic prosperity, and social stability.
The UN Security Council was clearly not ready to act. It issued a statement promising to consider authorizing an international force to support a political settlement. And the council said it would support the Caribbean community and the Organization for American States as they try to break the impasse. Here in Washington, Secretary of State Colin Powell said most countries with the capacity to send forces to Haiti first want to see a transitional government in place.
Anybody who looks at this says, what is it we're getting into? And we've got to get into something that looks like it is a political solution. And that has not yet emerged.
Powell told the Senate Budget Committee that the U.S. would help put together an international security force for Haiti if a deal is reached, but he did not say how the U.S. plans to participate, and he acknowledged that diplomats have failed to persuade the opposition to sign on to a political settlement. When it comes to Aristide's future, the Secretary of State carefully dances around the issue, though he said the democratic political process in Haiti has essentially collapsed.
I know that he is taking a look at the situation. I don't know what judgments he may come to, but we are in a difficult moment in the life of Haiti, the life of the Haitian people. It's a great disappointment to me to find ourselves in this position.
Powell's French counterpart, Dominique de Villepin, has been far more blunt, blaming Aristide for the chaos engulfing the former French colony, in effect urging him to resign. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.